Are people going to come back from greener pastures when the office reopens? I'm David Brancaccio. We'll get an update this morning on the sales of existing homes. This will cover June, but we can already tell you that this year sales of vacation homes were up 57%. That's compared to a year earlier with the 2020 lockdowns, but still. A lot of this is people moving to work from home from greener pastures, but what happens to these pandemic boom towns when people go back to the office? Marketplace's Caroline Champlin reports.
The National Association of Realtors chief economist Lawrence Yoon may be looking to buy a vacation home himself, if he can keep working from home.
We always like the state of Maine, especially in the summer months.
Yoon expects the vacation home market to stay hot through the rest of the year, with many employers choosing flexible work options. Hudson, New York, about 2 hours north of the city, is one of those vacation communities that has seen this trend.
You know, a lot of high-end souped-up Range Rovers.
That's Brenda Mayholtz, executive director of Hudson Development Corporation. She says new residents helped keep businesses afloat through the last year. But now some longer-term locals feel the newcomers are putting pressure on the two-square-mile city. It's harder to find parking, and there are bidding wars for houses when they come on the market, driving up prices.
The inventory is really low right now.
In fact, her neighbor's house just sold, and a new luxury vehicle pulled in next door. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
Many in Britain have a National Health Service app on their phones that pings when they cross paths with someone with COVID. They're then asked to self-isolate for 10 days. Well, the pings have been going off like mad with the Delta variant, and that country's reopening this week, driving so many workers into quarantine that there are concerns about keeping supermarkets stocked. Now a British Retail Association is asking the UK government to exempt food workers from self-isolation. Here's the BBC's business correspondent, Katie Austin.
The combination of a long-standing shortage of drivers and many workers being told to isolate by the NHS COVID-19 app is beginning to cause problems for the UK's retailers. The supermarket chain Iceland is planning to recruit 2,000 temporary staff to cover absences caused by self-isolation. Around 1,000 of the company's workers, some 3% of its staff, are currently absent for COVID reasons, forcing Iceland to reduce trading hours and shut a few stores temporarily. The British Retail Consortium said the situation was putting pressure on retailers' ability to keep shelves stocked.
With all the phones bleeping people into quarantine, the British media have taken to calling this a ping-demic. Dow and S&P futures are each up 0.2% now. We watch a documentary film a month for our project Econ Extra Credit. This month, it's a new concert film and social history called Summer of Soul. The performances are from 1969, the same summer as Woodstock. Meanwhile, in New York's Harlem, one after the other, some of the truly greats of soul performed over 6 weekends. Questlove, Amir Thompson, the musician, DJ, and author, directed this film using footage gathered by a producer named Hal Tulshin, who had tried and tried to get this assembled into a film, but died some years ago without seeing the project realized. Joining us are two of the producers of the Questlove film, Joseph Patel and Robert Fivelant. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Now, the film zooms in on the idea of black erasure when the contributions of people of color don't show up in history. But Robert, help me with the mechanics of this. There was an original producer with TV experience named Hal who arranged to shoot video at these amazing concerts?
Yeah, I'll start. You know, I got involved with this project, I think it was 2006, and I met with Hal and sort of got his story. You know, Hal had heard about the event and was smart enough to recognize that these were important artists and got permission to basically record it with the hope of putting the footage together to sell as some sort of TV special in 1969.
Okay. How in the world did that stay pretty much hidden for so many years?
You know, the pipeline was narrow in 1969. I think he was a little bit naive. I mean, he did it on spec. I think he thought that one of the three networks was going to be interested. And I think there's no other way to look at it than to say that the networks were afraid of a show that was all black artists.
Yeah, I think the thing that's really shocking to me personally is 10 years later, Hal tried to revive this footage and sell it again, and nobody bit then. You know, at that point, Stevie Wonder has become the genius Stevie Wonder, and Nina Simone's stature only grows with time. So in hindsight, it's a little bit surprising that nobody took Hal's footage and made something of it before now. But I think all of us who have grown up in American society understand probably the underlying reasons why that was the case.
This is one of the greatest concert films maybe anyone will ever see, but it's not just a concert film. You know, the team that put this together went out of its way to contextualize what was going on.
You know, once we got Hal's footage, we had to sort of piece everything together. And you start to look at the timeline of 1969, a year after Martin Luther King dies, a year after Bobby Kennedy dies. You've got man landing on the moon. You've got Nixon in the White House. It is an extraordinary year in American history. And we just felt that the performances on stage in Harlem for that audience, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. And the only way to sort of appreciate what's happening on stage is to contextualize it with what's happening off stage.
Joseph Patel and Robert Fivelant are producers of Summer of Soul, along with David Dinnerstein. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Summer of Soul is on Hulu, the streaming service. One documentary a month on Marketplace themes. Sign up free for the Econ Extra Credit newsletter at marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.